Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Without further ado, Brad, thank you again for joining us for the second week in a row, and hopefully you can give us some more thoughts on the NFL.
My pleasure, Paul. Good to hear your voice. Listen, last week, you know, I was right on some, wrong on some. The Pittsburgh game really surprised me. But it's interesting, Paul. Sometimes games go off in a direction of their own, and by that I mean that Pittsburgh game, if we were to play that game tomorrow, I feel pretty confident it could have gone a different way. I don't think Pittsburgh got dominated by any stretch of the imagination, but first play of the game, Big Ben fumbles. The ball slips out of his hand on interception. Before you breathe, it's 14-0. Makes it a lot harder for them to come back and or whatnot. But I feel like, you know, that game was a little bit of a fluke that just unfortunately went against Pittsburgh or whatnot. But this week should be a really exciting week. 4 great games, Paul, and I'm looking forward to discussing them with you.
Well, I would say this, pretty much, if you ask me, anybody around here, anybody that had, you know, parlays and whatnot, I'm pretty sure nobody saw that Pittsburgh game coming. There was probably a lot of people in Cleveland, you know, who didn't see that Pittsburgh game coming. A lot of times it's tough when you think about it. It's really, really difficult when you, like you said, the ball snapped over your head, you're down 7-0.
Yeah.
Then you throw an interception, you're down 14-0, the whole game changed. So
exactly.
There's
two different ways a blowout can happen, right? Pittsburgh got blown out last week, but I felt like that game, Paul, was really not a blowout. It was just situations happening against Pittsburgh. Let's go back early in the year, if you remember that Sunday night game, Paul, which I'm sure you do, between New Orleans and Tampa Bay, where Tampa Bay got up by the same – I'm sorry, New Orleans got up by the same 28-0 score. They got up there by sacking Brady a lot of plays. Every game was – every drive was 3 and out. They were physically dominating the line of scrimmage. That's not what I saw in that Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. I saw some flukes. Give credit to Cleveland. No doubt about it, Paul. Give credit to them. But a lot of flukes all went Cleveland's way. Game flow just went their way, and, you know, they managed to hang on. But if Tomlin had gone for that 4th-and-1, not saying they would have won, definitely not saying that, but I think Pittsburgh had the momentum, and that was one of the biggest plays in that game, was him punting in near midfield of the fourth quarter.
Well, a lot of people around here would probably agree with you. So, enough about that weekend. Let's look at this weekend. If I was going to ask you, you know, what game do you feel sort of the strongest about, what would it be?
I guess that the game I feel the strongest about is probably the Green Bay Los Angeles game. Now, you know, I did like the Rams last week, and I have probably so much respect for their defense, but I think this is a tough matchup for them. They are playing the number one offense in Green Bay, and Green Bay, I think defensively, I think they can do enough to hold this Rams team down. I like Green Bay a lot in teasers. You can tease them down from like 6.5 to like near Pick'em, you know, in that area, and I like teasing them with Baltimore going from 2.5 to 8.5. That is a bet that I made that I like very much. But I just feel confident that this Green Bay team has been the best team in the NFC, in my opinion, this year. I think that they are one of the few teams, Paul, if not the only team, that actually really does have a home field advantage this year. And there's not many teams I'd really say that about. I think Green Bay does enough on offense to win. I think Goff will struggle. A prop in this game that I do like, Paul, which I recommend to your listeners that at Parks you can do, is the running back Cam Akers, over under 16.5 rushing attempts. His last 5 games, he's had four of the last five games, he's had 21 or more rushes. And the only one that lost, he had 15 in. I think that McVay is going to look to make this a Cam Akers game, not a Jared Goff game, and he's going to give Akers every chance to try to make this a bleed the clock, shorten the game, and get to the fourth quarter in a close game. I really like Akers over 16.5 rushing attempts.
So you have over 16.5 for Akers, and you like basically teasing down the number and just
So like teasing down Green Bay. But I also do like Green Bay. If people don't want to do a teaser, I do like Green Bay to cover the 6.5-point number. That would probably be the game I had the most confidence in out of the four games. Now, talking about
okay.
The other games, with the Buffalo-Baltimore game, I think that's a really hard game. I think it's going to be a close game. I told you I like the game and a teaser with Baltimore getting over a touchdown, Paul. But I expect this to be a close game, and I think Buffalo has a very good chance of winning it. But I think this will be a close single-digit game, and I just expect it to be a tight game, which is why I like Baltimore in a teaser. But I do think it'll be a close 50-50 battle. A prop that I did in this game was Gus Edwards on Parks with 34.5 rushing yards. He's averaged 45 rushing yards the last 2 years. He's gone over 34.5 six straight games. He's gone over that 11 or 16 games this year. I think there's some edge taking that as well, Paul.
You look at the over-under in that game, but, boy, I thought the over in the Tennessee Ravens game was going to hit, and sure enough, it turned into a low-scoring slugfest type of game. I don't know. What this game you would think would be an over, given Buffalo's defense and the fact that they've got, Josh Allen. How do you see that going?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting, Paul. The weather could potentially be a factor there, which could potentially make it a little harder for scoring. There could be some snow in Buffalo potentially. So that would maybe give me a little bit of pause for concern. But, yeah, the only way I could look in that game right now, Paul, the over-under is around 49. The only way I could look is the overside because – Buffalo, I think, has a phenomenal offense. Josh Allen to me. That game last week, Paul, I'm pretty sure you would agree with me. Indianapolis really outplayed them. And the only reason Buffalo won that game was how magnificent Allen was. I mean, and Rivers didn't make the plays, and Allen was just spectacular. And the one bad play he had in the whole game, that 30-yard sack, they got away with it because he recovered the fumble. But I think I do think on paper it should be a high-scoring game. But again, I didn't touch the over-under there. The weather has me a little concerned, but I do think that'll be a really exciting game, and I do like Baltimore in the teaser up to 8.5.
Well, I mean, I think that's the other game is the two geezers at Caesars.
Brady,
right, exactly. Against Drew Brees, the Saints against the Bucks. That game is kind of interesting just because of the storylines, but I mean, I think those are two teams that play reasonably good defense. That could be a lower scoring game than people think, right?
Yeah, well, it certainly could be. The last time they played, it was 35-3, so that's 38, went way under the total. I expect Brady to have more success, Paul, in this game than he had in the last one. Now, if you ask me for side in this one, my numbers made this line closer to 4. I didn't bet it, but I definitely do have a lean towards the New Orleans side. But the reason I did not bet it is this is the best I've seen Brady play all year. Their offense line's been giving him time, Paul, and I feel like he is really, really playing well. I bet him over 305.5 passing yards. He's gone over 5 of the last 6, and this has become a clear passing team. And New Orleans is a great run defense, so I expect a lot of passing attempts from Brady, a lot. Like, I don't even think they're going to mess around with the run. And I do think that they will have some success on the offensive side of the ball, Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa Bay's defense, Paul, at the beginning of the year, I thought they were an elite defense. They lost Vita Vey, one of their top defensive linemen, in around week 5. And I think since then, their defense has gone from being elite to closer to being average. Now, New Orleans has clearly not been the dominant offense we've seen in years past. I think this is going to be a good game, an exciting game. I didn't bet it, but I did bet the Brady prop. I also liked Alvin Kamara over 35.5 receiving yards. He's gone over that 9 of 12 games with Drew Brees, a quarterback. And these are all bets that Parks has that are just, again, they're so great for the better. There's so much stuff you can do, and I think that's going to be a couple props in that game, which are good for everyone, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question. Any chance that the Browns can beat the Chiefs?
It's fun, interesting, Paul. The last 8, it's been 8 weeks, over 2 months, the last time the Kansas City Chiefs have won a game by 7 points or more. Think about that. A 14-2 team has gone half a season without winning a game by a touchdown. Pretty remarkable. Look, my power numbers made this line closer to 8, but that being said, I have to admit, I just can't. I don't just go solely by numbers. I have to put a little bit of feel into this. I just think that Kansas City, Paul, has been waiting for the playoffs to start the entire year. I'm not going to say they were bored, but I think they've been just waiting to get to this moment. I don't like this matchup for Cleveland. Cleveland relies on getting ahead in games, right? Having the running game and play action win their games for them. You know, kind of a little bit like the Titans. And we saw the Titans when they played, when they went to Green Bay and they fell behind, it didn't end well. I fear the same result for Cleveland here. I think Kansas City will have a pretty easy time scoring here. They have obviously a top one or two offense, and Cleveland's defense to me is at below average. Travis Kelce, I took over 86.5 yards. He's gone over 6 of the last 8 games in the second half of the year, and one of those 2 losses he had 82. I expect him to go over 100 yards. Cleveland is bad at guarding the tight end on top of it. I do think Kansas City will win this game and cover the game. It's a tough one for me to play, though, because my numbers show the line should be less than what it is, but my intuition tells me that this is just a bad matchup for Cleveland, and Kansas City is going to have their way with them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people are getting really excited based on what happened last week with the Steelers.
Sure.
I just don't know that. I just think that Kansas City is a completely different animal, especially arrested Kansas City. You know,
yeah, no, I'm with you on that, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I think you made mention of the fact that weather could be a factor. I think there's 2 games that could really affect, obviously, Green Bay and the Buffalo game. So that's something, I guess, that if you really want to give yourself the best chance, right, I mean, you check into things like that.
Paul, let me tell you something. Look, if you're going to bet this just casually and you don't really care, okay, nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to try to really do it seriously, yeah, you got it. You got to check out the weather. But I don't care, Paul, if you're betting $5 or $500. What's cool about this is that whoever bet, you want to win. It's like, you know, you want to win, you want to have fun, and you want to challenge yourself. So, yeah, you might as well at least take 2 minutes out and just look at the weather and see what it is for that day. It's not hard to find it. And give yourself the best chance of winning that you can. And if you just take a few extra minutes to do that, Paul, I can raise your winning percentages a better quite a bit.
Yeah, no question. Now, you mentioned a couple of props. Are there any other props that you have before we let you go?
I took Marquise Brown under 58.5 yards. He's gone under that 11 to 16 games, Paul. Tough matchup with Tre'Davious White, who I consider to be one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, over 1.5 touchdowns. Now, I had to lay minus 200 on Parks, but he's gone over 14 of 16 games. I kind of think he's matchup proof. And 11 of those 16, he's gotten 11 of 16, he's gotten 3 touchdowns or more. I think there's a far better than 67% chance he gets at least 2. It's a steep price laying 2-1, but I think it should be much closer. I think that money line should be closer to minus 300. I told you about Kamara I liked and Kelce. I think that was about it for the props. And I think that props are such a fun way to bet these games, Paul. And I think if you listen to the 8 or Good View, you'll go at least 5-3, if not better.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think that's tremendous. Good, great stuff. And of course, for our audience, Brad, and of course we're talking with Brad Feinberg. He's brought to you by the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Do you have a website or a place on Twitter that people can follow you and you know, pick your brain if they
I should get into the 21st century, my friend Paul, but I go on shows like you, and I love talking to guys like you. That's kind of how I do it. I'm very old school in my approach. I love helping people. I really probably should do the whole Twitter thing, but I'm so busy studying this stuff and just preparing and doing my research. It's probably one of the reasons I haven't done it, because just adding more time to something for me is probably like a challenge. But I love to go on shows like yours, share information I have on why I like something, and let the listener decide if they want to go on my side or, you know, go the other way or just pass on the game. But that's what I like to do. But no of that Twitter yet for me. But one day I'll succumb and do it.
Okay, Brad, real quick, just give us a review of your 4 picks for the games.
Yeah, I'm on. I like Green Bay minus 6.5, but I especially like them in a teaser. I like Baltimore in a teaser getting 8.5. Now, if you ask me just with the point spread at 2.5, what side I'd be on, I'd actually slightly lean to Buffalo, but my better play I like of the two better is with a teaser there, Paul. I'm on Kansas City minus the 10 points. Little scary in that, again, my numbers made the game less than 10, but just what you said, Paul, I consider to be the same thing. I think Cleveland's being just not in the same level, and I think that they I don't like this matchup for them, and I think Kansas City will be covering the game at halftime. And the Tampa Bay-New Orleans game, you know, lean to me for New Orleans here. I think it'll be a good game, though. I don't think Tampa Bay is going to get blown out again. I think Tampa Bay will be able to score. I think Brady, I bet over Brady, 305 half passing yards. I like that. I like Alvin Kamara over 50, I'm sorry, over 35.5 receiving yards. Those are a couple bets I like in that game as well.
All right, Brad, thank you so much, buddy. Hopefully we can do it again next week.
Would love it, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. Good luck to everyone out there, okay?
All right, it's Brad Feinberg. He's brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook app. And, of course, we were going to go to Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette after the break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.